What's up, folks? I just had Scott Bennett on needlescorner.tv where we dived deep into this subject, but the Nasrallah call to arms is expected today. It's going to be a speech to what, rally all the Muslims, Scott?
Well, I'll say this as cleanly as Cinderella wearing Please. White gloves. But yeah, Nasrallah's speech today will be probably a call to arms. And if that happens, you will see three-fourths of the Muslim world being mobilized ideologically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, and physically into a full war.
Jihad.
Full jihad. But even more than that, it'll assume the identity of a religious pilgrimage to go to Israel, to go to Gaza, and expel the United States and any other Western occupier from any of the lands of the Middle East, Iraq, Afghanistan, Yemen, Qatar. You could see this call to arms being echoed by other countries too, in North Africa, in Pakistan, in India, the Muslim nations that are there. They will reverberate with Nasrallah and also Turkey, Turkey's Erdogan. So the Sunni and the Shiite, we're witnessing a fascinating phenomenon. It's almost like, you know,
the Sunni and the Shiite are teaming up, correct?
Yeah, because they're being forced to, because they're finding common ground in the rescue of common humanity. That's something we've never seen before. And that is startling, because you could see Erdogan in Iran and Yemen and Syria and Iraq and Jordan all converging in an alliance to protect women and children who are under rubble in Gaza. And that's what this is. This is no longer about Israel taking
all this stuff is on ninoscorner.tv. By the way, folks, we're talking about the coming communist police state, this Nasrallah call to arms. That's what we expect him to say today.
That's what we expect. And that's going to precipitate the next step, which is Biden's draft.
Let's talk about that for a second, because I've done a video on this a couple weeks ago. People can go back and look at my morning show. I said the Gen Z draft is on its way. I mean, and you agree.
I do. And, you know, what delights me about the concept of a Biden draft, what gives me, you know, giggly goosebumps, is that this will sink every Democrat, lefty, Biden supporting, Trump hating individual. It will sink and destroy their entire political enthusiasm and ideology for Joe Biden. And that is the Biden draft. Those two words, people need to start saying it. They need to put up bumper stickers. They need to put signs on their car. They need to put little tickets and yellow sticky notes on people's windshields in churches and elsewhere. They need to get out and get the message out. Biden's draft. Biden will draft you. Biden wants you in the draft. You know, think up clever ways to vocalize it.
Instead of Uncle Sam, you could just put Biden pointing.
Biden yeah. wants you because everyone despises.
And, but they have to, but the people that voted for him, I mean, hey, they have to stand behind him, right? I mean, they would have to go.
You're causing an existential crisis. You're causing a mental fracture. Because they can't go into a draft. They can't go into a war. It's against their very principles. Yes, they hated Donald Trump. They hated his tweets. But they hate the draft and war more. They hate being forced by a big government more. That's what the left has always been about, traditionally. But even they don't want to be forced into this. They've been playing a Monopoly game, Nino. But now the game is over and it's becoming real. You're not just playing this with Victoria Nuland and the rest of these psychopaths playing dice and putting risk pieces on the chessboard and moving them around. The board is thrown over and now it's real time. Now it's, hey, you need to show up to your draft board right next to the Lucky Supermarket downtown.
When do you see this happening? I think this could happen before 24, the elections.
I think it will happen, before 2024. I could see it happening right after the holidays, because they don't want people talking about this at the Thanksgiving dinner table or Christmas dinner table. They're going to ramp up the fear, and that's why the Nasrallah, the full-scale war, which may be why the Israelis are They're going to ramp this up. And then the Biden administration is going to, they're going to set off some false flags. I've said before, they may get rid of him, put in Gavin Newsom. They may say there's all sorts of domestic insurrection and terrorism, so we need to do a police state.
So we're going to probably see some kind of attacks here on our soil, which is going to ramp up the American people. The normies are going to get involved. And then that's how they're going to go ahead and accomplish pushing forward this draft in which.
Yeah. And they're going to draft the immigrants.
Run from.
They're going to draft the illegal immigrants because they have no loyalty. They have no culture. They have no American understanding. They just see a brass ring in the form of citizenship and a bonus, financial bonus, if they join the military, and will be split into domestic operations and overseas operations. So this is coming, I predict. I hope I'm wrong, but I predict it will. But this is also an opportunity for people to get right into the face of the lefties, the Biden people, those who hate Trump, and say, hey, are you ready to be drafted? Biden's going to draft you. Oh, and your daughter and your son. Oh, your daughter's going
to... Look, everything's on ninoscorner.tv. We did an hour. We did an hour on ninoscorner.tv where you got to rant and rave. I just wanted a quick hit piece because this is serious. I got to let my YouTube audience also know that this... Because I try to feed both here, Scott, and I got to play by the rules. So let's keep it clean for FluffTube, which that's why I'm on here. So
Biden's draft is coming, and communicate that simply and cleanly. Biden's draft is coming. Are you ready to be drafted into Biden's army overseas?
Okay.
People will go, what? And suddenly you will facilitate the quickening of these people over to a more sane side of political rationality.
I don't know. I think they're lost. I think they're lost causes.
A lot of them are, but this
I
is
think they're lost causes.
This at least sets some people to becoming neutral, because I can't vote for him.
Casualties of war, Scott. Casualties of war. I've already chalked them up for casualties of war. I'm sorry. I'm already on that part of the game now. I don't care what they think. I don't care to absorb them on our side anymore. So
no. I don't want them on our side, but I want them neutral. I want to take the weapon out of their hand and make them neutral. And this Biden draft, people need to start saying it and thinking it and putting it out there, writing it everywhere, putting it on little stickers on the gas station. Biden will draft you. And when you get that moment, you have suddenly hit
and women. No, it's going to be men and women, or this is going to be, oh my gosh.
Trust me, Nino, this is the next political slogan. This tastes like the feces from the dung heap in people's mouths when you mention draft and Biden as a political agenda for the near future. And people will go, wow, we didn't see that coming. We don't want it, so we can't support him or anything else associated with him or his people anymore. That doesn't mean they love the guy with the orange hair, but saying Biden's draft is coming. You're going to be drafted into Biden's army.
Now we got to say for FluffTube, this is a possibility, but it's looking likely, very likely.
Well, they've already done mobilizations. They've already done preparatory work, and I foresee them doing it in the next. I see it done in the spring or summer. And they're not going to have a 2024 election.
Yeah, we can't go there, but that's, let's just call it right here. So Scott, if you want to, Scott, we did an hour on ninoscorner.tv where we went ham. So thank you.
The gloves were off.
All right. Yeah. All right, Scott, thank you for joining me. This was a quick update on YouTube. Get over to ninoscorner.tv for the full scale rant. All right, Scott.